Welcome to Secret Friends Unite Spotlight, where we connect with creators and fans to celebrate the geek side of entertainment. We want to first, though, thank you to all of our Patreon Secret Friends squad who makes this show possible. Our BFFs, Sean, Stella, and Henry Nias, Missy Merchant, and all the other tiers that are so awesome and support our show and keep the lights on. And if you're on a one-week trial, hopefully you're enjoying this show you're about to hear, and you stick around for more awesome content to come. So with that, we start our show with some awesome guests from the Twin Cities, my home. And that is a group of awesome people who are doing something fantastic that they started last year. And that is the Uncanny Experience, where they bring the world of mutants to life. And that is Chandler Poling, Dylan Carter, and Chris Riley. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great. You could even say excellent.
Ooh, I like that one. Yes.
Gonna get you.
That's so cheesy.
I am so excited to be here.
Yes, it's an exceptional evening.
Keep them coming. Keep them coming. It's the music to my ears. I love a pun.
That's what we have.
Perfect. I'm also excited for this episode. You're awesome individuals who I want to go into more about this event. That's why you're on the podcast. But before we do that, we want to have our listeners get to know you a little bit better. So who would like to start with their geek origin?
I'll volunteer. So my geek origin is probably like a lot of kids from the late 80s and early 90s. I was obsessed with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Xena Warrior Princess. Oh, there was Batman the Animated Series and X-Men the Animated Series. But what really solidified me into the geek world was the Marvel Masterpiece trading cards that came out in 1992. I adored those cards. I would try to draw them all the time. And it really got me into reading the comic books, in addition to just seeing the things that I saw on TV. So I owe a lot to artists like Joe Jusco, as an example, a brilliant artist that did a lot of those cards. Bill Sienkiewicz, you know, these artists really inspired me to get into my geek mode and get into comic books.
Amazing. I have some of those in sleeves, along with some sports cards that I loved and some wizard cards that I kept because I thought that might be valuable one day. But those are fantastic. Thank you so much, Chris. So who would be brave enough to go next?
I'll go. Okay. So this is Chandler, by the way. Well, you know, if we're talking about origin stories, let's go all the way back to early Apple II computers, Commodore 64. I was playing a lot of computer games. I was a huge fan of early Sierra computer games, Quest for Glory, Police Quest, Leisure Suit Larry, all of these games I was obsessed with when I was growing up. So I will say that that is my origin of nerdism. But of course, I got into comics, as Chris said. I'm a child of the 90s. Power Rangers, Sailor Moon, X-Men, the Animated Series, Toy Biz action figures, you know, you name it. I loved it all.
Amazing. So Dylan, you're the last, so hopefully the best origin story. Maybe hopefully there's a mutant ability, a radioactive spider involved.
I really wish there was, but there's not. My origin to nerdy, geeky stuff was my mom and dad loved Star Trek. So Star Trek was the reruns of the original series and then even the reruns of Next Generation because it started before I was born. But I really loved the way out there, the in space, that not this world because that world was better type of thing. And then same thing, Power Rangers and X-Men on cartoons, but my older brother read X-Men comics before the cartoon was on, so I knew who they were vaguely. And then I would read his comics. And then when the cartoon started, I was like, why do I need to read comics? It's on TV. So
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for sharing. That's awesome. It gives you a little background. I'm a little younger than I believe most of you are. So I totally get it. Missed the Power Rangers bit, but yeah, definitely have friends that love that culture of the Power Rangers. So totally embrace that squad. And my son is into it as well. So with that, the reason you're here is to tell us about your amazing event, The Uncanny Experience. And just as a precursor, I found out about The Uncanny Experience in 2023, late to the party. It was already, it was going on. I'm like, what is this amazing thing? How did I not know? So I'm like, I will not miss out again. I've got a friend who's also a children's author. He does the pizza and taco book, Stephen Shashkin. And he says, we're going, Todd. We both look like Professor Xavier. We've got to go. So because of that, I'm like, I've got to talk to these people that are doing this awesome thing because it's just amazing. And the Twin Cities is an amazing community of, you know, geeky culture, creative culture. And this is perfect for us. So with that, I don't want to say anything more, but I want you to tell the audience what this is all about. And then I have follow-up questions to just, you know, satisfy my own curiosity about all of these things. So with that, how did The Uncanny Experience come about? And or maybe first, what is it? And then kind of tell us more about how it came to be.
Chris, why don't you give the elevator pitch?
Well, The Uncanny Experience is a two-day event happening in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We take over the Minneapolis Club and transform it into Xavier Institute. I'm telling you, this place looks exactly like you walked into the X-Mansion. We have panels. We have celebrities coming in for autographs and meet and greets. We have a mutant market, so a bunch of vendors come in if you want to get your X-Men merchandise on. We have cosplay guests and a cosplay contest, and we even have workshops and classes that are taught by cosplayers in character. So it's like you're learning from the X-Men themselves. We have special events like the Hellfire Club initiation ceremony, which is very exclusive to get into. This last year, our after party in the mansion was a big highlight where we had a Dazzler concert. And we have some surprises this year for our after party. So it's a weekend of a lot of fun. There's, you know, a lot of special things that go into this event, including the fact that we have an Omega reception party. So there's Omega mutants. There's only 10 of those every year, and they get to hobnob with the celebrities the night before the big event. Little tidbit for people that may not know, the Minneapolis Club also has hotel rooms. So 10 lucky people get to spend the night in the mansion and wake up there. It's pretty amazing. If you are an X-Men fan, this is the ultimate destination to celebrate your fandom with fellow mutants.
So I've got to ask one question right now. You said, you know, there's going to be a party at night. I just think of the Hellfire Gala, which has become like the who's who, what are you wearing event for the mutants. Unfortunately, typically every year it happens, somebody seems to die. So I'm assuming you're going to have good security at the event and no mutants will be slaughtered.
Yes, we have a Nimrod deflector. No Nimrods allowed. So don't worry about it.
That's amazing. Very, very cool. So so something like this is not easy to pull off. And obviously you just didn't think like a week before, let's do this and it's happening. So, you know, I'm a project manager. So I always think of like, you know, what's your end date and work backwards, right? Like, where do you want to have this happen and how long does it take? So with that, how did you even come up with this idea? You know, kind of like what were the obstacles, you know, all of those things, you know, when did it all start to make this event and then actually even to get a sequel to something like that? That's amazing. So I congratulate you for your success.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, you go ahead.
Well, it came to be because all three of us are huge X-Men fans. Between the three of us, we each have X-Men podcasts. Chandler and Chris have an X-Men podcast, and I have an X-Men podcast. We're just gigantic X-Men fans. And when you go to a bunch of different comic book conventions, there's a billion fandoms all in one place, but then there's also cons that are specific to Doctor Who, Power Rangers, Harry Potter, things like that. And we were all just thinking about it, discussing it. We're like, why is there not an X-Men one? The X-Men have been around for so long. Why isn't there one? And then we were just like, well, why don't we make that? And yes, there was a whole lot of hard work after that, but that was the origin of it. And between the three of us, we come from different areas of being connected to cons or knowing how to get creatives like writers and artists or actors and good with social media and fandoms online that we were able to get the word out in our own special way because we all three are connected to three different like areas of fandoms.
Well, that's awesome. I think about that because I went to an event in Rochester, Minnesota for FableCon, which was the Fables comic. One-time event happened. Bill Willingham was there. And it was amazing for just one set of fandom. And I'm thinking, that's amazing. I think there's a Supernatural con too.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. So I totally agree because the X-Men, you know, was the biggest comic book. You know, now there's competing things, but I mean, the biggest thing, the movie, I think you hit that nail on the head, opportunity knocks, and you know, you listened, and that's amazing. So when did the idea come about and how long did it take to actually put all this together and knew you had something?
Yeah, I would say that we were brainstorming this in 2022. And initially we were thinking it's going to be a convention, like at a hotel or a convention hall. And we were looking at that and just realizing that we had the opportunity to do something different. We're like, what if we don't do that? What if we do this immersive experience thing? Because between escape rooms and, you know, Stranger Things and Bridgerton and whatever, they're all doing these kind of immersive experiences. And we're like, the X-Men live in this mansion, let's do it. So I would say like March of 2022 is when we kind of finalized the idea. We toured the Minneapolis club in May of 22. And then we just started planning and executing it into September of 2023 is when we launched.
Oh, wow. That's very fast. I know the uncertainty post COVID of, you know, will people come out? Are they afraid? You know, and it seems like people are craving those experiences they once had and a lot of people missed out. So it's awesome. So with the event, is there any restrictions? Like I know people can cosplay as they come, you encourage it. Is there any restrictions on ages or, anything, or is it for everyone?
This convention immersive experience is for everyone. We had a lot of families come and bring their kids last year. They enjoy interacting with the different X-Men and the cosplayers. And we also have activities for them, like the Mystery in the Mansion, where, you know, the families would take their kids around and find clues that are hidden throughout the venue to put together to solve a mystery, to unlock, you know, this box that we hid with a secret code and discover the missing artifact that saved the Institute. And, you know, it was a very memorable moment for them. And they get to take photos with the different superheroes that they love. So, I think I'm okay in saying that, yeah, this is an all ages event and everybody's welcome.
For sure.
Fantastic. So you had special guests last year. How did that go about pitching it to them? Because they're not all local Twin Cities folks. How did that work? Was it hard? And then, you know, what's your thought on guests with, you know, last year and then this year coming up?
Sure. Yeah. So the special guests, I'll start with Chris Claremont. So Chris Claremont, it was our principal guest. He, you know, was cold called basically by us. And we just said, hey, we're doing this event. You're the perfect kind of central person around it. You got to be there. How could we have an X-Men event without Chris Claremont? It's like, stupid. So luckily they agreed to do a call. We did a kind of a download because it's not normal. This is not a regular event. So we explained kind of all the plans that we had. It never happened yet. So there was no video to show them or anything. So they just kind of trusted us and kind of leapt in and said, okay, we're in. And the voice actors were, luckily, we were kind of close with them because of our podcast careers. We have had Lenore Zan, Cal Dodd on the podcast before, so we had a prior rapport with them. Lenore has appeared on panels that we have done, so it just was... It was an easy call to make to get them on board, as well as Larry Houston. We've known him for a while. And so luckily we were able to use those past relationships to lock them in. And Chris Claremont, yeah, was luckily the pitch landed and he agreed to come.
It's awesome. So with all of this and your experience, when you look back at 2023, what was your favorite part? Of the Uncanny experience?
My favorite part is after, or I noticed it during the event, but definitely after, when people voiced their thoughts about the event, is, like I mentioned earlier, other conventions are so many fandoms. So you have to look for your people for you to be able to have the time that you want to have. At Uncanny, everyone was there for one reason, and it was their love for X-Men. And there were so many friendships that were formed. There were so many people that didn't have to look for their people. They didn't have to feel out of place. They could literally just walk up to some person they don't know and just start talking about something. And there was a good chance that they were going to know what they were talking about and feel the same way or whatnot. But there was such an emotional response during and especially after, of everyone just like sending thank you messages to us because they found their people. And it was one of the most memorable weekends for them because it was everything that they loved, or everything about a fandom that has maybe saved their lives or maybe helped them realize who they are. We had a very special attendee that went and then came out to be the person that they were, and they realized that they were not the sex that they were born, and just they sent an emotional message about how the weekend helped them. And so it's just, my favorite part is that just the emotionalness that we made people so happy.
Oh, that's phenomenal. I always think of the X-Men as kind of like a very dysfunctional family, but there's function within all the fandom. And you're absolutely right. Like, you go to con, it's like, oh, there's something I see over there. And, you know, I meet Chris Claremont. I met, you know, maybe another artist, and it's like, to get them all together. That's because it reduces the barriers to let down your guard, to really enjoy the things you love with others. So that's an amazing story. I love that. And I'm assuming there are probably many, many more stories as well.
Yeah, I guess my favorite, oh my gosh, there's so much that happened at the event. To choose one thing is so difficult, especially
because you're not constrained.
I know. I was like, especially as the entities that run the event, we were underwater with just making the event happen. And so like, watching other people enjoy the event was totally a highlight, as Dylan pointed out. Watching Chris Claremont enjoy the event was a total highlight. He was having a blast and he was interacting with everybody, and you could tell he was, you know, the king of his castle, so to speak, and just enjoying everything about it. And so I think that was definitely just the satisfaction, the gratitude we got from people. That was totally a highlight, and what made us convinced that we should do a second one, because by midday Sunday, as the event was obviously coming to a close, when people could see the end of the tunnel, they were like, please do it again. We don't want to go home. Like, you have to make this come again and again and again. So we're very happy to do that.
Yeah, and for me, just the culmination at the end of the weekend with Chris Claremont hosting and presiding over a graduation ceremony where he gave a speech to a full packed house in the lecture hall, and everybody came down and walked the aisle to receive their diploma directly from him, with all of the X-Men cosplayers in character seated on stage behind him as the professors. It was such a picturesque moment, and everybody was so filled with emotion with their little graduation caps and the big giant smiles on their face. But most of all, I would say I was the happiest when it was over because I lost my voice. I was so tired. Because we spent a lot of time. People don't understand how much work it goes into making this event happen the week prior, the hell week. You know what I mean? So by the time we finished, we all went to a pizza parlor, the cast and the crew. And I was looking around and I felt the love and the camaraderie that the X-Men probably feel in their fictional universe. I felt that in real life. And it felt so good to accomplish something that meant so much to people. And, you know, just to see all that right in front of your face and how much everybody appreciated the event as a whole, you know, that was my favorite part.
I was thinking about what you said about the graduation ceremony. I'm like, I'm trying to remember back in my history. I'm like, has anyone ever graduated from Xavier's? I'm like, I don't, if they did, they had a graduation ceremony, it was probably like Magneto would have probably like broken it up. Kind of like Spider-Man's wedding, you know, the villains come in. So, you know,
here's your diploma that you get.
So oh, that's amazing.
You could get your mutant diploma at Xavier Institute through the Uncanny Experience.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that. So based on everything you said about 2023, what should we be excited about in 2024?
Ooh.
You can talk about now. Obviously, want to save some things for more excitement, but anything you can like share and divulge now?
Yeah, we haven't revealed a lot about 2024 just yet because it's just a process of getting everything ready. But what we can say is that it will be different in the sense of we have more activations. We have all sorts of different ways that people can kind of associate with the event or identify with the event. We've got new guests coming that haven't been announced yet that are locked in. I don't even know where to go because we haven't talked about too much yet.
Well, we could mention that some of the guests that we have announced so far is Allison Seeley Smith, who portrayed Storm, and George Buza, who portrayed Beast in X-Men the Animated Series, and also X-Men 97, which is, yes, you have the mug or the cup. That's awesome. Oh, my stars and garters.
Hopefully not the Dark Beast.
No, hopefully not.
But yeah. One of the cool things is that it's so immersive. And like even with George Buza coming in as a guest, and I don't get mad at me for revealing this, guys, but I think it's so cool. You know, a lot of the classes are immersive. So George is going to be teaching a class on poetry. And that is something that you would get from Beast if you were at the X Mansion Xavier Institute. So we're excited to bring that to real life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Yeah, and it is exciting because X-Men 97 is supposed to debut this year, and they have been really, like, torturing us with no release dates. So that's amazing that, that you've got some synergy with these guests, and I love it that they're, you know, getting to replay their roles. That's amazing. So that will be an awesome time to, you know, reconnect with these great voice actors and get to see them in real person. That's amazing. I love that. So yes, more to come on the Uncanny Experience in 2024. The website is amazing. The video you did with the students walking through the halls is awesome. I always appreciate when a website gets you excited for what you're going to do versus some websites. So if you go to like McDonald's website, it's like, this is not the fun that I remember with Ronald McDonald, but you guys do an amazing job with the website. All of your social interactions are wonderful, and I appreciate that because it shows you a passion, and this is going to be great. So and it looked like your highest tier is already sold out, and it's the events in September. Crazy. There are many more tiers, so So in regards to those tiers, I noticed you also do day passes, which is really great because not everybody can go for 2 days, especially family, kids, things like that. So you can have day passes, which are amazing. And then you have different tiers. So anything you want to explain about the remaining tiers that are available? Because we don't want to punish people who can't get the ones that are already sold out. So those remaining tiers that are out there, like, is what's the big part of those that are really exciting?
Oh, well, if you want a VIP ticket, you better get on the ball because we are almost sold out of those. There's only a handful left. And as soon as we put out the word that, well, I guess we're putting out the word now, you guys. Oh, no. You better get to the uncannyexperience.com because, like I said, they are going quick and that's going to be sold out soon. Dylan, why don't you tell us about the perks of VIP?
Perks of VIP, you get to go to our Saturday night party that we have, and there is the Hellfire activation. If we were to mention like what kind of happened last year, there's a Hellfire Club initiation that you get by going to the VIP. You get to go ahead in certain lines in front of general admission, kind of like most VIPs that people are used to. What else do they get?
You get a custom ID badge. So our, instead of a normal badge, you get a student ID, an Xavier Institute student ID. And only VIPs and Omegas get a personalized one where it's your photo and you get to choose your mutant power and everything. General admission, you just have a silhouette head kind of thing on the ID. But yes, that's one of the perks of a VIP.
Yes, awesome. And priority line access for the celebrity meet and greets. There is a whole bunch you get with VIP. It's great.
And then as far as general admission, of course, general admission is what you would expect. You get access to the both days of the event during regular convention hours. There's no access to the after party with general admission. However, you can purchase a separate ticket to attend the party if you would like. And then we have free kid passes as well. And then the day passes are walk-in or walk-up only. So basically just kind of depending on capacity, because it is a small building. It's not a convention center. So we can't oversell it like crazy. So we can't commit to day passes on presale. But, you know, pending capacity, we will definitely be communicative on social media if we are not at capacity so that you know you come up and get your day pass.
So say you're busy during the day. Can anyone, do you have to buy a general admission ticket to buy a ticket to the after party?
No. After party is open. Yeah. So if you guys are working on the weekends and then Saturday night you want to party with the mutants, you know, again, up to capacity, we have after party tickets.
That is awesome. And well, you mentioned something about all new, all different. So X-Men will be all new, all different things going on this year. So this is amazing. Stay tuned, everyone. Check the socials and I'll let them tell you about all the socials in a little bit, but go to the website, uncannyexperience.com. And the socials are really the best place to get the updates and go to the website. But I'm not going to let these awesome individuals walk away without some questions. We had a couple from our community audience that I wanted to ask you first, and we'll have a fun time of doing this. Hopefully it doesn't embarrass you or you don't get made fun of for your choices. So one was from Chris Johns, a good friend of mine. He said, what is your dream casting for the X-Men Blue team? So movie or whatever else you would like, comic, whatever.
The Blue team? That's such a specific question. So basically, is what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, there's so many characters to choose from. I feel like I'm going to hem and haw, but I feel like no matter what, I want a sidekick on the team. So I'm going to go with Emma Frost on that one. You always need a berserker, you know, kind of character. I'm going to go with Laura Kinney Wolverine. You need a energy manipulator person, so I'll put Iceman on that team. You need the fun one, so, well, I guess Iceman could be the fun one, but I'm going to put a silly one in, and I'm going to put Jubilee. And
who's the leader?
Who's the leader?
Yeah.
Hold on, I want a teleporter in there, so Nightcrawler's going to be on the team. And the leader is going to be, who do I want to be the leader? Let's put Cable.
Good choice.
Do you want us all to answer?
Oh, absolutely. Nobody's getting off lightly on this.
Well, I'll go and I'll let Chris think. So, my leader will always be Storm because she's the best X-Men leader ever. And telepath, I will pick Emma because I love Emma too. Muscle will be Warpath because Warpath is the best and nobody loves him except for me. And I'll pick a Wolverine too, but I'm not picking Logan or Laura. I'm going to pick Akahiro or Dokken instead because I love him as well. And my teleporter will be Blink because Blink is...
Good choice. I never remember if Blink is actually part of our reality or not. Is she... Yeah, love Blink.
I would probably want the cuckoo. Can the cuckoos all count as one?
Sure.
Because, you know, there's so many of them, but I want them all to count as one. Okay, good.
I don't think you can separate them, to be honest. I don't know if they have been separated. That's a little bit, that might be a little bit traumatic.
Yeah, so I'm going to say the cuckoos is my telepath. And then Kid, Kid Omega is also a telepath. But I want him too.
Yeah, he's a fighting telepath, though.
All right, good. Ha, so then he's allowed.
Yeah,
Colossus, Shadowcat, love them. And let's see. I would also like to have Storm as a leader because she's a badass in all eras. So did I miss anybody? Oh, gosh. Let's also go.
That's good, Chris.
That's a good number, to be honest, or any lineup. You could
have
all... all strong people if you wanted to. That'd be a little boring, but yeah.
You know who else I want? I want Armor on the team too.
She's cool.
Good choice. Yeah, yes. Defensive. Yeah, someone that there. I was going to say, is it Storm Mohawk or is it going to be Storm long, flowing locks of hair?
Mohawk all the way for me.
Absolutely.
Long flowing hair.
That is the only choice, to be honest. excellent. Great choices. Great choices. I appreciate that. So a question for my wife, Christina. She says, if it wasn't the X-Men, what other option would you have for a fan positive event?
Oh, well, I would love to do a Sailor Moon event just because I love Sailor Moon and, you know, I feel like I could put the same amount of passion that I do into this event into a Sailor Moon event.
I think my answer, I don't know, it might be Chris's also, but I don't know, Star Trek for me. But I already know that there's a billion of those.
Well, for me, I have two, and they already are in existence, and I'm already kind of plugged into those fandoms. As an example, there's the Hellmouth Con, which is going to be coming up at Torrance High School, where they filmed Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And yes. It is, yeah, so it's Angel, Buffy, Firefly, that whole fandom. And that's going to be coming up on June 15th for its second year. Also there is XenaCon, which is running again. It's a yearly event. It just happened a couple of weekends ago when I went and I had a fabulous time with all those Z-Nights. I became an honorary lesbian for the weekend. It was great. I loved it.
Love it.
But those also are very inclusive environments that are really supportive and loving. And if you are a part of those fandoms, this is also places where you can find your family.
Oh, that's fantastic. When we're driving on 494 towards France Avenue, there's a building called Hellmouth and Associates, and we always look at that, the Hellmouth. So it's good. It's great. Awesome. I love to hear that. And just a side note, my co-host, who is a huge Star Trek fan, is actually going on a second Star Trek cruise next month. He is insane for Star Trek. He loves those experiences. So I love it. So thank you so much for sharing that. So a couple more questions. This is business related. Where do you see the uncanny experience in 5 years?
All over the world.
Yeah.
They're looking at me like, oh gosh, Chris, that's a lot of work.
I know. Yeah, I mean, the ideal is that, yeah, it can tour. You know, people have been asking, will you go to other cities? Yes, of course, we would love to do that. You know, we don't have the flexibility or the mobility just yet, but, you know, ideally it would be great to pop up in different states and different countries. You know, I would love a UK event. You know, whatever it takes, it would be really fun to see the event move.
Yeah. Realistically, it might not move for a while, but we had originally thought of like doing different X-Men settings, like Savage Land or Krakoa, not Genosha.
I live in Savage. So, I mean, it's there you right go. There.
So like, we are calling our second year our sophomore year. Our first year was our freshman Perfect. Year. So like after 5 years, you know, where do we go? The college years? Like Saved by the Bell, the college years?
Nobody watched that. Don't say that.
Cool. I mean, some of those X-Men need a master's degree, you know, to teach at a high level mutant abilities. My one friend, Chris, who asked the one question, Ed said, well, why not Westchester? He's from New York. He's like, why not Westchester? And I'm like, because I said, Minnesota's too cool.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this. So this is going to be another hard question. This is like Sophie's Choice. What is your favorite X-Men comic, movie, or show, or game? Like, just pick one that you love, maybe you'd recommend to other people, or maybe something that means something to you. It doesn't have to be all of them, but just something that you would think, wow, that's me.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'll go first.
I want to go first because I'm going to steal it from you, too. I'm going to say X-Men, the animated series, hands down. I could watch that on repeat. And my childhood comes alive every time I see it on Disney Plus now. And I love the actors, the voice cast so much. Their performances, the actors in real life that portray them are amazing. So X-Men, the animated series, hands down, my fave.
I'm going to go in comic book form. I'm going to say the Phalanx Covenant into Generation X. It was a very formative moment for me growing up. And Chris and I recently covered this in our podcast. And just even going back 30 years later, it's still fantastic. So that is probably a highlight X-Men moment for me.
I super love Generation X too. But I'm going to also go with the fact of in the 90s, Fox had a live action Generation X movie.
I was going to say, you didn't pick that one?
Yeah, you will find it nowhere except for YouTube. It has been on YouTube for many years. I remember when it came out, like we recorded it on VHS and me and my older brother watched it over and over and over again. And I remember like we would go on trips with our grandparents and we would just recite the whole movie. Like we would say, okay, you're going to be these four people and I'm going to be these four people. And we would recite the entire movie all the way down, all the way back on the trips. And like, it was stuck in our heads. So yeah, go look up live action Generation X on YouTube. It's great.
Bravo for that pick. Very quickly, I'll just give you mine. Mine's X-Men 183. It's a very obscure X-Men comic. John Romita Jr. did the art, but it's essentially Colossus taking on an armorless Juggernaut, and it's essentially Wolverine and Nightcrawler just want to see Colossus get the crap beat out of him after he broke Kitty's heart from the Secret Wars when he fell in love with the alien healer. So I just love that one. It's got Selene and a backstory. Love that issue. It's one of my favorites.
It is a good one.
So. So very good. So last question. What are you most excited for the future of X-Men? We've got a lot of things coming. So, I mean, Deadpool's maybe next, maybe X-Men 97. And then, you know, eventually we'll get more mutants in the world. We're going to get a new, you know, post-Krakoa comic line, a Wolverine game. I mean, so many things to get excited about. So any of those or anything I'm not thinking about get you excited about the X-Men?
Well, you said it right there. It's the Wolverine video game for sure, because I'm a huge Wolverine fan. I'm wearing a Wolverine t-shirt right now. And I love games. I love gaming. I love the world, that immersiveness of games. And so I've heard that this Wolverine game is going to be really cool. I saw Jean is a playable character in the leak that came out. And there's all sorts of cool things that are happening. So I am most excited about that.
Yeah, for me, it's X-Men 97 because, like I said, X-Men, the animated series, it's a continuation. At least it picks up right where that left off, and I'm ready for it.
I agree. It's X-Men 97 for me, too, because I feel like there's a large chunk of X-Men fans in the world that were not X-Men fans until that cartoon. And so for it to show up again 27, 30 years later, it just means that there will be another era of X-Men fans that find the X-Men because of this cartoon. So, yes.
Very cool. And I would be silly if I didn't mention this. There's that mid-Quill comic series coming out. The kind of cap, it's basically filling the gap between 92 and 97. So I'm excited to see what they do there, to see, you know, what our mutants have been up to and maybe explore some characters we never saw in the animated series. So great picks. I love it. Yes, excited for all the awesome things we're going to get. And I assume Deadpool, I'm hearing, 3 is going to have, like, bring in all elements of the Fox stuff, and it should be amazing. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I know it's a Thursday night, getting ready for the weekend. I appreciate you making the time and share this awesome event with the listeners. So with that, please share to everyone all the ways they can keep up with the Uncanny Experience.
You can go to all of our social medias. We have a Facebook, an X, an Instagram. So just look up The Uncanny Experience or The Uncanny EXP, and you'll be able to find all of our socials. And then definitely you can go to theuncannyexperience.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter. We have a newsletter that comes out weekly or biweekly, and it will have things that we will announce emailed first to people before we put them on our social medias. So if you're interested in The Uncanny Experience, definitely sign up for the newsletter, because you get that information first.
Great. I cannot wait. September cannot come fast enough. So thank you all for sharing your time with me. This is excellent, talking to some fellow X guys, X-Men, I guess, X-Family. I appreciate it. Once again, I'm Todd Oxtra. This has been Secret Friends Unite Spotlight. Check us out on secretfriendsunite.com, our Patreon, all of our socials, threads. And thank you for sharing your time with us. And we hope to bring more awesome people from the world of geek to you and to explore why they love the things that they find awesome.
This podcast is part of the Secret Friends Unite podcasting network. Visit secretfriendsunite.com for more great shows, articles, news, reviews, and more. Secret Friends Unite podcasts are available on Apple, Google, Spotify, and other podcast services around the world. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, you can join us on Facebook or our new Discord server, or follow @SecretFriendsU on Twitter. Please subscribe to Secret Friends Unite on YouTube and visit our merch store at teepublic.com. Just search Secret Friends Unite. Thanks for listening.